Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This meeting is being recorded.
Jake, I'm jealous of your lighting. I'm jealous of your banners back there. What is that? Rock Chalk Jayhawk? Is that what you're... Are you a Kansas fan?
Yeah, diehard Kansas fan.
Really? Are you from Lawrence? Where are you from?
No, I'm from upstate New York, but I have a lot of family in Lawrence, Kansas.
Just a fan of tornadoes and stuff like that? Okay.
I guess so. I mean, my uncle was the fire marshal at Allen Fieldhouse. So,
well, you know, you got a good basketball. You could root for Syracuse or something like that.
No, we hate Syracuse.
Oh, man.
They beat Kansas when they had Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
I mean, I do a podcast.
You could have been rooting for that team.
I do a podcast with Cam, and Cam's from Syracuse, but I have no issue with Syracuse football, so we're good.
Okay. All right. I see. And then you got the Rams championship banner up there. Have you told everybody else in LA that they won a championship yet?
I mean, I don't know.
Sorry. And then he's got like Mike. I'm just ripping his background right now. I don't know. I'm just good fun. Trojans, though.
I also covered the Jets. So I got the little Jets helmet.
Jets
there.
Helmet. And you got the Trojans sweatshirt on. You're all over the place right now. Did you go to USC or what? What's the connection there?
No, I've always liked the Trojans because I was a big Reggie Bush fan when I was a little kid. So,
okay.
You know. Well, yeah, so I've been following him ever since. But I mean, if I could pick either USC or Kansas to win the national title for football, I'd take Kansas all day. I'm all Kansas.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
he's all Kansas. He's all Kansas, Cade. You should. It's a good thing Lofa isn't here to hear you say that. You know, he's all.
Oh,
Trojan.
I know.
Even though
he
went to Maine.
He came on DTR. I want to say last year. So yeah, I talked to Lofa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because he started at Maine, though. That's the thing, but he's all Trojan. But then if Maine's doing something, he's Maine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he almost committed to Oregon. So sometimes if Oregon's sneaky good, you got to watch his allegiances there also sometimes. No, not at all. He would actually get mad if he heard me say that, probably. I should stop talking about that.
That's funny.
You want to start the show? Before we start the show, the official title of your podcast, Downtown Rams... on the Believe Network. That's where Jake is from. I just want to get that out there before we actually start.
So a little weird here. I do two Rams podcasts.
Oh no.
So I have Downtown Rams.
Oh no.
Which is just me and Alexis.
Who produces this show? And God damn it.
I produce the
No, she means our show.
I mean me, Jake. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah. I told Brett the wrong name.
So I do Downtown Rams with Alexis Kraft. She's great. And then I do Believe in Rams with Cameron Lynch. So
But they're different shows? You don't just use the same audio?
Completely different.
Oh, man. He's such a harder worker than I am, Katie.
What a professional.
Wow, what a pro. We're on with a pro today.
Yeah.
All right. Listen.
Well, you know, it's all I know. So,
can I hit the theme song? We'll officially start the show.
Sounds good.
Take 12. If you want to run uncut, yeah. Unapologetic from the jump, yeah. And no politics in this club, just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Tech 12, best podcast for the Seahawks, number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Tech 12, every episode 12 hot takes, and we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Tech 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett, joined by the host of two Rams podcasts. He likes them so much, he has two of them. It's Jake, everybody. And we're going to get into it because rivalry week in college football was Thanksgiving weekend. It is certainly rivalry week this week for the Seahawks and the Rams. Plenty to discuss there. Before we get into all of it, let me remind you I'm coming to you from the Wiener Schnitzel Digital Studio. Two locations in Western Washington, one up in Everett, one down in Fife. Mention the Take 12 podcast and get a free small beverage with any other purchase at Wiener Schnitzel. And it's not just delicious hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, ice cream, root beer floats, and all of that. It is also tamale season.
Tamale season
at Wiener Schnitzel. Woo! So go on in. It's a holiday tradition there. They do it right with the chili sauce and everything. Oof, delicious tamales at Wiener Schnitzel. Mention Take 12. Jake, big week.
Yes.
Big week. The Rams and the Seahawks are playing in LA. Not sure if people in LA know that or not yet. They'll show up in the third quarter, though. Don't worry. Hopefully at least one team shows up in the first quarter. Hopefully the Seahawks aren't sleeping, because man, we've dropped the last two to the Bucks. We had a bye week, then we lost to the Raiders in overtime. It was tough. But the Rams are having a tough season also, much to discuss here, Jake. But let's get the first impressions of the first matchup between the Hawks and Rams this season.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I thought this would be playing for more. I thought the Rams were eventually going to figure it out, and they haven't. So I'm a little surprised they haven't, but I'm not surprised with Seattle. I thought way too many people were on Arizona. I didn't think Arizona was all that. Yeah. You know, I think when you look at what Geno Smith has done just as a pure thrower of the football, it's impressive. Can throw in different arm angles, can throw all over the field, can make, you know, whether it's the back shoulder fade or, you know, a throw over the middle to hitting that seam buster, you know, whether that's to you know, a guy like Disley or, you know, Fant or Colby Parkinson. You know, I think he's done a really nice job this year, and they got the best. I mean, Jets fans are gonna hate me for saying this, but I think they got the best running back in the draft in Kenneth Walker. I mean, when he went in the second, I was surprised, because he's good enough to be a first rounder. I thought Breece Hall was too, but Kenneth Walker to me at Michigan State, what can you say about the guy? Everything is translated to the NFL. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Pete Carroll. I think he's right now, if you're looking at it, I think McVay is great. I think McVay is maybe a top five coach in football. But I think this year has kind of showed you he's not quite there yet. He's not quite at Bill Belichick heights. I think Pete Carroll is definitely the best coach in this division still, because what he's been able to do with this team that I wouldn't say is the most talented, but I think he's done an outstanding job keeping everything together. And I've been impressed with some of the pieces on the defense. You know, I have to mention my guy, Uchenna Nwosu from USC. I think he's had a really good year.
He didn't go to Kansas. What? Oh,
okay. you know, Kobe Bryant is a big pick, you know, out of Cincy. And then Tariq Woolen, you know, UTSA. I'm definitely jealous both of those guys for Seattle Seahawks. So I've been following this team all year. You know, and I think it's kind of cool, because this is not like, if I could have any team win the division, obviously it's the Rams. But at this point, I kind of hope Seattle figures it out. Because, I mean, first off, the Niners are, you know, intolerable. I mean, sit there and, you know, I mean,
no, they're the worst. Fans are the worst. The wine and cheese crowd. I mean, look, I can make fun of LA because they, you know, they don't really know the Rams are there, but we in LA, you know, they got a lot of stuff to do down there and all that kind of stuff, right? But like in San Francisco, like, you have a team that's like, how many Super Bowls, Joe Montana, the lineage, the history, all that, and they still can't really even get excited, and then they play in Santa Clara in a stadium named after jeans. I don't know. It's just, it's hard to root for them ever.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because it's the faithful, but when they're, you know, 4-12 or whatever, where were y'all?
Yeah, you know? It's the empty. Yeah, they're not there. But okay, well, hold on. We'll get to the division. Let's put this thing in order. We'll get to the division and McCaffrey and Garoppolo and all of that in a second, though. Let's stick with the Rams and Seahawks because the Rams, of course, us Seahawks fans had to watch them win the Super Bowl last year with a team full of mercenaries signed to like almost like 1-year deals just to get this thing done. And they did. And then what happened the next year? Everybody gets injured. Some, you know, people, who knows where the motivations are, whatever. You look up, they're 3-4 win team. I mean, what happened to the Rams? I mean, other than Stafford being out, obviously that's huge. But other than that, because things weren't going well even when he was still there. So what happened to the Rams?
You want to know what happened to the Rams? It's not the regurgitated media stuff you're hearing. It's not that they went all in and this is them paying their due. Like, that's not it. They've had some unprecedented injuries. There's no team in the history of the NFL who started 11 different combinations on the offensive line. They've started 14 offensive linemen this year. That does not mean that Sean McVay hasn't seriously regressed as a play caller, but that could also be the reason, right? They lose Kevin O'Connell, an offensive coordinator who I think did way more than we realized because he's over in Minnesota killing it to the shock of not me. I had them the number two team in the NFC. But you know, then you lose a guy who's very well regarded in the coaching staff, secondary coach, coach Ejiro Evero, who's killing it over in Denver. So you start to lose these coaches, and yeah. It's constantly been like, oh, you have a cup of coffee with Sean McVay, you become a head coach, right? Well, here's the problem now is that, you know, it's this constant, you know, wheel in and wheel out of these coaches. And eventually at some point you have to have some continuity between the coaches and the players. You're developing these relationships, but if it's a 1-year deal and then another guy comes in, well, it's not always guaranteed that they're always going to work out. Mm-hmm. And I think we're starting to see that, with Liam Cohen as OC, you know, who took the, you know, Kentucky offense with Will Levis and turned them into, you know, a top 4 offense in the SEC. He's coming to the Rams and I can't put it all on him, but I'm sure he has something to do with it. But on top of that, the injuries have been massive. You talk about Jordan Fuller. He's coming back from an ankle. And then, of course, you know, he gets hurt again. He's been out. They've dealt with injuries with Troy Hill and Nakobe Durant and just all these guys in the secondary. And that's not to mention the injury. Now they're dealing with A'shaun Robinson out for the year, torn meniscus there. They had Leonard Floyd, who clearly is 100%. Now, he's had 17 pressures over the last 5 games and I think 5 sacks. But to start the season, he was not. And clearly he got hurt. They kind of, wrapped it up a little bit, didn't let us know the full detail. But it's really been all about the offense. You know, Cooper Kupp has been banged up. He was playing banged up. Allen Robinson's out for the year. Yep. Just so many different things. You know, Stafford. And then, of course, you look at Tyler Higbee was playing outstanding football to start the season. He's been banged up for quite a while. And then the offensive line, I mean, they lose Noteboom, they're starting left tackle day one. They lose Edwards to, concussion issues. He's their starting left guard day one. They lose Brian Allen. He's back, but they lost him for quite a bit. Starting center day one. Then Coleman Shelton, who's going to be their starting right guard day one, has to move over to center. And then you start to see all these different pieces going all over the place. But really just Rob Havenstein has been the only guy who has stayed healthy throughout the entirety of the season. Knock on literal wood right now, because I'm not trying to jinx this poor guy's rest of the year. but I mean, that's what's happened. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you can say what you will about going all in and all that, but what I'd push back a little bit, because there's this common misconception that the Rams just went all in. They just bought a championship, and that couldn't be further from
the
truth.
That could never happen in Los Angeles. Come on, Jake. You're telling me that in Los Angeles, somebody tried to buy their way to the top, and then it ended up sort of being a false facade with nothing behind it? Not in L.A., Jake. There's no way.
No, that's just the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of my point. I think look, I want you to make your point, but I think what I'm trying to say is not just the guys they might have bought or that, you know, brought in or whatever, but what happens is when they get injured, what is behind them? Probably not much depth since you're spending it all up front, right?
Well, that's the surprising thing, is that's why this season has been kind of weird, because really they didn't do that.
Okay.
They're not like the New York Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan, I can say it. Where, you know,
too?
They put yeah. That's, I'm in New York. I got like one New York.
That's the
team,
New York one you're sticking to, the most successful franchise of all time. Okay, fine. All right.
No. The only one I could stomach. But anyway, you know, so anyway, you know, they're not like the Yankees spending $38 million here and $50 million here, trading for Giancarlo Stanton, all that, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, whatever. The Rams did make trades, right? They made a trade for Von Miller. They paid the price. That was a second and a third rounder.
Yeah.
You know, with Odell Beckham Jr., they just didn't offer the veteran minimum and actually stood up and was like, all right, we actually want you. You know, not like the Packers who are like, we want everyone. We offered this for Brandon Cooks. No, you lowballed the Houston Texans. That's why you don't have Brandon Cooks. I know that for a fact. So the Rams actually gave Odell money, which is why he went there. But people forget they wanted him, Woods, Van Jefferson, and Cooper Kupp. Robert Woods, I was at a Devils game on a Saturday, and I get this weird DM from somebody on Twitter. No followers, no follows. And it's just like Robert Woods after the year torn ACL. And I was like, all right, like I get weird stuff like this all the time. But I was like, this person's definitely like in. And they like just wanted to let me know that. So then that comes out and I'm like, oh, my God. So then all of a sudden, OBJ goes from this luxury piece to a need very quickly. Because Woods was really he was basically there to kind of get Cup open and get guys open. So, you know, they went through all that. Right. They signed DeSean Jackson. He wants out after seven games. I mean, why would you want to be 7-0? Right. Like, just go over and play with the Raiders and not win a Super Bowl. Brilliant. But you know,
we need music for Jake here in the Rams. Like, it's just, are you listening to this? Where's the Days of Our Lives soundtrack when you need it? Man.
But like, my point though, is that like for a team that bought a championship, like most of the media sets.
Yeah.
Why do they have the most draft picks on their team? Why was it that they were so banged up in the secondary? They had to take Eric Weddle 2 years out of retirement.
Right, right.
That's not buying a championship. Right. That's a desperation move if there ever was one.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're sitting there. Troy Reader's our linebacker. Don't tell me that there's a, you know, there's no buying a championship.
Okay, but wait, so then then I have to ask then, like, let's talk front office then for the Rams a little bit. I mean, it's a Seahawks podcast, Jake, but I've just got to ask then, what's going on then in the front office? It doesn't seem like, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like they're ill-prepared for if things go wrong then. Like, what's the future then look like for you guys? Because it sounds bad, which I love.
You should.
Yeah,
and good. I don't blame you.
Good.
Because, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where you guys destroyed my little dreams. Because I was a fan of Bradford, and I love Denario.
Sure.
And Steven Jackson was probably, no, no, nope. Because Charlie Whitehurst happened, and then I got hit by a car the next day. True story.
Oh, no. Oh, Jake. Wait, where's my... Now I do have to hit him.
No,
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's only funny because I'm alive, right?
Well, because...
Like, obviously...
What I'm asking is... the reason I'm asking, I guess, or what my point is like, okay, so you got guys injured, you got guys out, this and that. I mean, you know, guys come back from injury eventually, but it sounds like more what you're saying is this prognosis in the long term for the Rams doesn't sound so great right now.
So for the long term, I mean, it could be better. But at the same time, you know, I think with the issue with the OC, right?
Yeah.
Or if Raheem Morris or defensive coordinator gets hired, I think there's going to be coaches chomping at the bit to join this team because they were just in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And any competitor is going to look at this like, or also, you know, somebody that's trying to get ahead a little bit, like maybe a Cliff Kingsbury when he gets let go by the Cardinals, which is going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Cliff Kingsbury could come in, be their OC, and they could instantly go back to the top because they're going to have a last place schedule. They still got core pieces. They don't mm-hmm. need to blow this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to not have 14 linemen starting in a season, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easier said than done, but this has been one of those weird, like, out there seasons with all those injuries. 2019 was bad, but they still went 9-7, and they would have made the playoffs under this ridiculous 7-team format. But, you know, with this, this is like the worst injuries I've seen since Josh McDaniels was our offensive coordinator. Oof. And Steve Spagnuolo was the head coach. Back when Danny Amendola's elbow went like the opposite direction on Monday Night Football against the Giants. Back when Sam Bradford had that high ankle sprain that they thought was going to go away but never did.
You got to let it like go. You got to let it go, Jake. You got to let Bradford go. You got to let it go. It's a long time ago. You got to let it go.
It's
speaking of quarterbacks, though. And I think Seahawks fans are honestly wondering who's playing quarterback for the Rams right now and who's going to play in this game on Sunday, because like up here in Seahawk land, we're focused on us watching our games, you know, what's because this is also like the latest I think we've ever played into the season, isn't it? It feels like we should have played at least once by now.
Playing quarterback for the first time?
Yeah, totally, right? Yeah. Like it's late for definitely. Division, the first division game, but or the first division game between these two teams, you know what I mean? Who's playing quarterback right now?
My good old pal, Bryce Perkins. He's a friend of my Downtown Rams podcast. I, big, big fan of him. Broke his neck, came back,
wow,
transferred to Virginia, and he turned them into a legitimate team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Rams liked him. Kevin O'Connell liked him. So, you know, they had to make sure he was on the 53 because Kevin O'Connell would have plucked him right off that practice squad. But Kevin O'Connell really liked him. And they signed him as a UDFA with, I want to say, Love, one of the San Jose quarterback. But he beat him out. And then they also have John Wolford. But I would start Bryce Perkins. And in this point in the season, you have a 3% chance of making the playoffs, which really is like zero. Let's be honest here. You know, I'm starting Bryce Perkins. I would imagine they do as well.
Yeah.
He made his first ever, you know, starting debut and probably the worst. Like I that was probably the worst case scenario, starting against the, you know, Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium in the cold.
Yeah.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one, but I think he gets the start this week.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Sean McVay mentioned we could see both him and Wolford.
Okay.
So,
well, I wanted to ask you, what should Seahawks fans be worried about with him? Because I watched a little bit of the game. I mean, he can move around. He can escape. He, you know, he's a professional quarterback. He can definitely move the ball. And the Seahawks have dropped. I mean, they dropped the Raiders game, which they shouldn't have dropped. They could have beat the Bucs if they would have woken up in the first half. So, I mean, we need to get a game here. And teams have been able to steal games against the Seahawks, teams that maybe shouldn't be able to get wins. So, you know, and Seahawks fans are always nervous about something. So should Perkins make us nervous at all, or what is left on this Rams team that should make us nervous?
I mean, it's hard to say the Rams should ever make you nervous, like with this team right now, the state it's in. But, you know, I think enjoy it. It's not going to last long, but no, for this year, though, Bryce Perkins will make you nervous in a sense that, like, Kyler Murray having legs, guys having legs will make you nervous, right? Okay. The thing about Perkins that I like the most is that he is able to break tackles, like legit break, not mm-hmm. talk about slip. Like he ripped like six guys off him, you know, against the Chiefs on one play. Really important. Nick Bolton, who the dude is a vice grip. When he has his hands on you, you're done. He ripped him off like he was nothing. So Perkins has escapability. He's smart with his running, and I also feel like we didn't really get to see him throw that much, but when he has time, he's made some really nice passes over the middle, you know, that one trying to fit in between two defenders. Now, there's no Allen Robinson, there's no Cooper Kupp, and Tyler Higbee's banged up, so we'll see how much he really plays. So at this point, it's going to be Van Jefferson, Tutu Atwell, guys like that. And I think really the name of the game is you're going to have to worry about the Rams' speed, because if you, you know, fall asleep on them, I mean, Tutu Atwell will beat you over the top 70-yard touchdown. I mean, he's, mm-hmm. you know, he and, you know, D. Eskridge are very similar in that aspect. But, you know, that's really where what I'm getting at. I mean, Kyren Williams and Cam Akers, I know they're probably Seahawks fans that think Cam Akers is the better back. I would argue it's Kyren Williams. I very much soured on Akers. He's not the same back, you know, you saw in the playoffs back in 2020, 2021 season.
Well, we can't stop the run.
So I think Kyren, you know,
yeah, well, that was going to be my next question.
Well, that's true.
If you saw what happened against the Raiders and against the Bucks, like when teams want to commit to the run, and it doesn't sound like, you know, Perkins, like no disrespect or anything, but like, you know, he's a young guy. He's making his second start or whatever, right? So why not run the ball and run it often? And we've seen we can't stop it. So that makes us nervous also over here. And we can't tackle either, man. The tackling against the Raiders was just atrocious.
Yeah, the good thing for you, though, is the big reason why the Rams are 3-8 and they're not 6-5 or 7-4. There's one big reason, even with all the injuries, it's the fact Sean McVay abandons the run. He just doesn't run the ball. You know, he ran it 19 times with running backs last week, and that was considered like, whoa, that's a big moment right there. But I mean, you know, Daryl Henderson was on this team, the best running back on this team, and they just caught him outright.
Yeah.
They just weren't using the run. So I can't, you know, they have literally, I'm convinced Sean McVay could have Derrick Henry. He'd run 15 times with him. So I don't care how bad the Seahawks run game is, run defenses. I need to see the Rams actually attack it. It's easier said than done because they simply haven't done that. But I could see, you know, Kyren having a big day. You know, it was harder against the Chiefs because they put him in really bad situations, like running him out of the shotgun on, you know, it's just stuff like that. They don't run well out of the shotgun. I don't know why they continue to do it. But I could see him having a good day against Seattle. I did see that I was down 44 points in my fantasy football league and Josh Jacobs got me 48. So that's how I knew.
Yeah, no, Jacobs had a day. if you guys want to come on down and see the game down here in Los Angeles, maybe you want to use epicseats.com, our lovely partner. And also epicseats.com is giving away two tickets to this game. All you got to do is enter our seat giveaway contest, which Lofa isn't here this week to do his movie quote that he usually does. So why don't I just give a... we could do like a keyword, Producer Katie, or something like that. They used to do that back in the day, right?
Love it.
Like if I say something, then people email it to us. It puts them in the running for the tickets.
Heck yeah.
All right. If you want the two tickets to the Rams Seahawks, it's in LA. Maybe you guys want to hop on a Delta flight, get on down here, check out the game. Delta, of course, the best carrier in the skies
they
when you want to check out your Seahawks.
They're in LA and going to this game too.
Listen, if you want to win tickets to the game in LA from epicseats.com, don't forget to use our promo code when you're buying and selling on epicseats.com. Email us. What's the email address? Seahawkspod@gmail.com?
That's right.
Seahawkspod@gmail.com. Email us the phrase, Sean McVay uses hair gel. He does.
It's
spiky. And it's
like could not be any more obvious,
well,
right?
Now, see, a lot of people out there are going to say, well, everyone uses some sort of gel or something. No. People don't use gel anymore, okay? You know what I mean? My man is gelling it up. that is one of the... It looks like you could break it off, okay? He uses the... So anyway,
he and Cliff Kingsbury both.
That exact phrase. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Both gelled up, guys. Thank you to epicseeds.com, of course, for their support and partnership and all of that kind of stuff. Jake, the next thing to do with you here, and I'm nervous how you're going to go on this with how you feel about your Rams here, but we do a score prediction challenge here on the show. Listeners out there can send us their score predictions on our social media, and we put you in the running for a gift card from our friends at Simply Seattle. If you nail it, you get $50 to Simply Seattle. If you're close, you get $25 to Simply Seattle. We'll pull your name out of a hat. Jake, how do you think this thing shapes up ultimately?
I have 24-16 Seahawks. Okay. I think it'll be somewhat close because it's the division game, but I think this is exactly what Seattle needs to get back on the high side. They need to start winning games. They need to get ready for that San Francisco game. They're trying to win this division, right? I think the Rams will be what they've been all year. They, for being 3-8, they're in every single game in the fourth quarter.
That's
every single one.
That's what bothers me.
In the Kansas City one, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have 24-16. I think they're a team that kicks too many field goals in, you know, areas where you got to score touchdowns. And I think that'll be a problem for them.
I have got it. I got the Seahawks scoring a few more points than you do because I think our offense, I mean, us here in Seahawk land, we're not really worried about our offense. Like, they might have an untimely fumble or a penalty or something that doesn't go their way that sets them off schedule or whatever. But overall, with Geno, with K9, with DK running around, Tyler Lockett, I mean, you know, they got weapons. Noah Fant has been great coming over in that trade. So I think we score a few more points, but and our defense has been the problem lately. We just give up too many points, too many yards. But after what happened against the Raiders, they're going to be motivated against the Rams. So I'm going to go Seattle 32, Rams 23. Just flip-flop the digits on you guys there on the score.
That might be the first time the Rams have scored over 20 in quite a little bit. I mean, over 20, not 20.
Well, the Seahawks look.
Can't remember the last time they did that.
You'd like to think that because the defense was rolling along and playing great, but people weren't running the ball and they weren't really coming in with game plans that seemed like they could really beat us. And then it seems like people have found something on us, and the defense is young, and they give up points. So we'll see what happens. Thank you to our sponsor, Simply Seattle, for providing the prize for that one. Go to shop.simplyseattle.com. Sorry, I was fighting that cough for like the last 2 minutes, and there it was. Use promo code TAKE12. Isn't that the worst?
It's awful.
Use promo code TAKE12 to take 12% off of anything over there. The last sponsor to mention before we get out of here is betonline.ag. Of course, they are the OG sponsor of the show. They've been here ever since the beginning. Basketball is back. BetOnline remains your number one source for all sports betting needs this season. You can also bet on the NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. They have a 24/7 online casino that never closes. Use our promo code BELIEVE to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, whether it's on the app or the browser. Bet online, where the game starts. Jake, really good to talk with you, man. Good to catch up. Anything else before we get out of here?
I mean, congrats on Seattle playing for something, man. Thanks, I mean, dude, this is a team for real. Like, anyone that is a Seattle fan should listen to me right now, because this is a team that everybody was saying was going to be a doormat. They're going to pick first overall. I never bought it. And what I give them a lot of credit. They stuck by their guns. They didn't, you know, they had every opportunity to, you know, draft a kid at Ole Miss. They had every opportunity, you know, to take Malik Willis. They had every opportunity to get those quarterbacks, and they stuck by Geno. And I give them props for that, because guess what? The Niners lucked out. The Niners wanted Jimmy Garoppolo out the door.
We didn't even start making fun of the Niners. Jake, you got to come back so we can make fun of the Niners.
That's fine, but like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know.
They lucked out. They were trying to get rid of Garoppolo, and I have knowledge that the Rams were lining up to sign him if he got cut. So the Rams were going to sign him.
Jake's getting DMs from all kinds of people. Have you noticed?
Yeah,
like, we gotta get your contact list, bro.
But
for real though,
that's the thing that bugs me though, because the Niners fans are sitting there like, oh, Jimmy G, you were running him out of town. Okay, yeah. Like, don't even give you.
Oh no,
that.
I know.
Like, Trey Lance is my guy,
dude. They are one Jimmy G tendon injury away from that whole thing blowing up. Which is always what happens.
Thing. I mean, you think Brock Purdy or whoever the hell their quarterback is No. Seattle's winning the division. I believe that.
If you guys are listening close, no, I know the theme song's going. We're getting out of here.
Do you not hear me playing the theme song?
I know. We're getting out of here. Don't worry. But what it sounds like to me is that if Jake wants to add another banner back there, he sounds kind of like a Seahawk fan to me.
No.
I think we've turned him a little bit during this episode. I mean, you know, he's got Yankees, Trojans, Rams, Rock Chalk, Jayhawk.
I'm hoping they win the NFC West.
Okay.
It's better for the world if Seattle wins the NFC West and the 49ers don't.
We agree, Jake. You guys can find Believe in Rams and also Downtown Rams on any podcast app or, you know, anywhere on the internet. You guys know how to find podcasts. Check out Jake doing his thing. Jake, you're the man. Let's talk when Bobby Wagner returns to Seattle for the last game of the season. How about that?
Sounds like a plan. I'm
in. All right. We'll make fun of Christian McCaffrey and whatever's going on with the Niners. thanks, everyone, for listening. We're getting out of here. Oh, we break it down, Jake. So hands in the middle. We do this practice style like we're in the huddle. Let's break it down. Man, what do we break it down to? I mean, Pete Carroll loves Bubblicious. Sean McVay loves L.A. Looks. But they both spent time in L.A., so let's just go L.A. Looks, because that's got to be the brand on that gel, doesn't it? You think he goes with the yellow?
I would imagine.
Does he go for the blue, the yellow, the pink? Whatever. L.A. Looks on three, L.A. Looks on me. One, two, three, L.A. Looks.
L.A. Looks.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.